Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 42. Charges of first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm have been filed against a Racine man accused of shooting another man in a parking lot on Roosevelt Avenue early last Friday morning. 25-year-old Fallon Hunter Barker appeared in court this afternoon to face the charges. 28-year-old Anthony Jones died after being shot in the chest. According to court documents, the mother of Jones's twin children told police that she was at a bar with Hunter Barker, who she said was a friend, when Jones showed up and began questioning her about their relationship. They left and went to another tavern, but Jones showed up again and began causing problems. She said when they left, Jones followed them and hit her, knocking her to the pavement when they arrived at her mother's apartment. The woman allegedly told investigators that while she was on the ground, she heard gunshots and saw Hunter Barker shoot Jones. Police found the suspected murder weapon in the basement of the apartment building. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. As they do for all violent deaths, the Racine Interfaith Coalition will hold a prayer vigil near the scene of Jones' death Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. The public is invited to attend. Highway 38 between Highway H and River Road is expected to remain closed through this evening following a serious accident late this morning at Nicholson Road. The crash involved a semi and an SUV which rolled over. According to a news release from Caledonia Police, the SUV, which was traveling west on 38, crossed the center line and struck the semi head-on. The driver was taken to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life. The truck driver was transported to Ascension All Saints Hospital by ambulance for treatment of minor injuries. A significant amount of diesel fuel spilled as a result of the accident in Highway 38 will remain closed until the spill has been cleaned up. The impact of Donald Trump's presidential election win and what it means to the future of immigration issues, plus the immediate impact of reporting bullying in school classrooms, were all discussed at a forum Sunday night inside Racine's Labor Center. Racine Mayor John Dickert said the city will protect against discrimination, and while urging all incidents be reported, he also admitted nothing is known at this point about what lies ahead with the Trump administration.
You take the anger and you turn it into something positive. And that something positive is every time you see an ounce of discrimination, we say no. Every time you see someone bullying, we say no. And every time you see an injustice, you stand up and say no. This is not acceptable.
Joining the conversation at the event were State Representative Corey Mason, Alderman Mike Shields and Melissa Lemke, and School Board Member John Heckenlively. The proposed budget for 2017 in the village of Mount Pleasant is up for a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock, with a vote on the spending plan scheduled during the regular board meeting that's listed to start at 6:30. With some recent recalculating, the budget now calls for a tax rate of $7.84 per thousand of assessed valuation, 31 cents more than for this fiscal year. Some village taxpayers may have a few things to say, and then some of the board members are expected to try to trim the budget even further. The regular meeting includes a closed session to appoint an interim community development director to replace Logan Martin, who took a job in the private sector, and the criteria for posting the job. Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground, which has been closed most of the year because of safety concerns and flooring issues needing additional work, is on the verge of reopening at Petsky Park, and council committees have bill paying on their agendas this evening. The Board of Parks has it first at 5 o'clock, and Alderman Rocco Lamacchia is guaranteeing approval, telling the Kenosha News the city is happy with the repair work done by Bluemel's Maintenance Service of Greenfield. The Public Works Committee also has the item on its agenda, the contract sign-off for Roche Construction and Engineering Kenosha, which did the original work at a cost of $151,000. A major concern for law enforcement officers is the possibility of being injured while working along state streets and highways.
One of our main concerns when we're stopped on the highway, whether we're on a traffic stop or assisting a stranded motorist, is being struck by another vehicle. So when you come upon an incident, please remember to slow down, shift to another lane if at all possible, and give that buffer zone to our first responders that are out there to help the public.
This is National Traffic Incident Response Week, the goal to raise awareness of emergency responders who put their lives on the line to help others. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.